The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. Jesus observes guests jockeying for position at the table. He uses the opportunity to teach his hearers to choose humility rather than self-exaltation. Jesus also makes an appeal for hosts to mimic God's gracious hospitality to the poor and the broken. I begin reading at verse 1. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit in the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think it's within our nature to want to be recognized, to want to be noticed. Even if you're a shy person, I think sometimes you want to be noticed. You want to be greeted. You want to be welcomed. You want to be a part of what's going on. And sometimes, though, we carry that a little bit further, and we want to be noticed not only by friends or those people that we know, but we want to be known to strangers. And so we strive to be the first. We strive to be the best. We strive to be the brightest, or to be the richest, or to be the most notorious. We want to be recognized for something. We want people to notice us. We want to be lifted up and put in a place of honor. But one of the bad things about that, one of the side effects of that is that when we strive to do that, the easiest way that we think to be exalted is to put other people down, is to squash them. If we squash everybody else, then we're still standing up. And everybody can notice us. I know in high school, we used to always try to put each other down. And it was somewhat in jest. But at the same time, it was somewhat mean-spirited too. And so we had put-downs. And we'd go back and forth with each other. And some of those were like, "You're lower than the belly of a snake." Or, "You're so low, you have to reach up to tie your shoestrings." Or, "You're so low, you have to look up to see down." And we went back and forth with those kind of things. But it was that sort of mentality that says, if I want to be noticed, I have to be better than everybody else. And I have to make them lower than me. And I think that type of thinking, that type of mentality comes all the way from that first sin, that first original sin from Adam and Eve. If y'all remember that story, that God told Adam and Eve they can have anything they want there in the Garden of Eden, except one thing. They could not eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But what happens? That serpent comes along, and what tempts them is that serpent says, God told you not to eat of it, right? But he told you not to eat of it because if you eat of it, then you will be like God. And that was too much. They wanted to be like God. And so Eve ate the fruit, Adam ate the fruit. And when they did, they were able to see their evil. They were able to see their guilt. They were able to see their shame. Sin came into the world. And they still didn't learn their lesson. Because when God came walking around again, they were ashamed and they hid. They knew that they had done wrong, but when God caught them, when they were caught, what happens? Adam says, it's not my fault. Eve made me do it. And Eve says, it's not my fault. The serpent made me do it. Always trying to put someone else down to raise yourself up. Our gospel lesson this morning, I think, addresses this issue. Jesus goes to eat with religious leaders, with the Pharisees. And as he's eating there, he's observing the people as they jockeying for position of honor. Who's most important? And so Jesus tells a parable. And as we look at this parable, we can probably see it in at least three different levels. First level is kind of a surface level of just reading through it and seeing what Jesus says. And I think one of the things that it says here on this first level is simply to be polite to one another. Treat each other with respect. Now, I know we try to teach our children to be polite. For them to say thank you or to say please or to say you're welcome. We teach them to open up doors for other people and to respect adults or teachers. We try to teach proper table manners of keep your elbows off the table or don't talk with food in your mouth. Don't chew with your mouth wide open or smack your lips. We teach all these things to try to be polite to one another. And I think that's a good thing because when we're polite to one another, we're showing respect to each other. We're recognizing each other as a child of God, as a human being, of people who deserve respect from one another. Unfortunately, I think a lot of that politeness is deteriorating in our society. And I think one of the most obvious places you see it is on the road. I know it's happened to probably just about everybody. You're driving down the road, somebody passes you up, and as soon as they pass you up, they slam on their brakes and they make a turn. You know, they have to hurry up and they have to be first. They have to be there first. Or you're driving down the highway at the speed limit and somebody comes up behind you and they sit right on the tail of your car as if they're going to get there a whole lot faster if they do that. People just seem to be rude many times. And it's much more pleasant. It's much easier to live. It's much less stressful if we actually are polite to one another and treat one another with respect. If we honor one another. And as we look at each other as a child of God. As someone who has been created with the worth and with the love and with the grace that God has given to each one of us. On another level of looking at this parable, and it goes deeper, I think it's talking to us as Christians. And it turns, Jesus is good at this, Jesus turns things upside down from our view of thinking. Again, our view of thinking is we want to be recognized, we want to be noticed, we want to be on top, we want to be exalted. But what does Jesus say here? For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He turns things upside down. He turns that way of thinking that I want to be like God so I can go ahead and eat of that fruit. He changes our ways of thinking to a different light. That it's not so important to be noticed in that way that you have to put other people down. And Jesus did exactly the opposite. Remember the story of the Last Supper. Jesus there is celebrating that great Passover feast with his disciples. It's the last meal that he's going to have with them. He has a lot of things to say and teach to them. He's the leader. He's the host. But what does he do? He stoops down, gets on his knees, and he washes their feet. He does the lowest job that there is at that meal. He humbles himself, even though he is the leader, even though he is the host. He humbles himself to take care of those basic needs of the disciples. And many other examples of Jesus then too, as a respected leader in the community, as someone that people are looking up to, that people follow, that people gather around, that his name draws crowds from everywhere. Who does he minister to? He ministers to children, the lowest in that day and time of society. He ministers to the crippled, the blind, the lepers, the outcast, the known sinners, the people who are out of favor with everyone else. Those are the ones that Jesus goes to. But he also does go to those who are leaders. He goes to everyone. He's willing to stoop to the lowest levels in order to bring that word of God to other people. He's willing to do anything to bring that word of God to all people. And as servants of Christ, as his followers then too, we look at this, and our way of thinking should be different from the way of the rest of the world, which means that we become the servants. We become those who are willing to do whatever it takes to bring about that word of God, to humble ourselves. Because, again, when we humble ourselves, others are exalted. And as others are exalted, so are we. And it raises everyone up. As we follow Christ, as we are obedient to his word, as we humble ourselves and become servants, we too then are exalted in that grace of God. And one more level of looking at this parable, possibly one of the deepest levels, is that it actually tells us who God is as we look at this parable. Because God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who made everything, the one who controls everything, the one who sees everything, the one who knows everything that's happening, humbled himself. God came into this world and he became the most helpless of anything else on this earth. I don't know of anything else that is more helpless on this earth than a human infant. A human infant depends upon its parents or caregivers for everything. For food, for shelter, for clothing, for care, for love, for teaching. A human infant depends upon someone else simply to survive. And God Almighty, the creator of everything, became one of these human infants in order to come into this world so that we may know who he is. And as Christ grew up, he learned the skills of a carpenter. He had a home. He had family around him. He had friends around him. He had community around him. And again, he was willing to give all of that up to go out into the world, to go out into the unknown, and to begin to preach the word of God and to proclaim the kingdom of heaven. Jesus gave everything up, even to the point of death. He turns everything upside down. Everything that he has going for him, he is willing to give up, which is so much different from our thinking. When we have something going for us, we want to be recognized for it. We want to lift that up and show the world how great I am. But Jesus did just the opposite. He humbled himself. He gave everything up He went to the cross. He submitted himself to the religious authorities. He submitted himself to the crowds. He submitted himself to the civil government. And he was crucified. But as Christ was humbled, as he died in order to save us, he was exalted. Because Christ did rise from the dead. And through that death and that resurrection, and in our baptism, we are tied to that death and resurrection. In the meal of the Holy Communion, we remember that resurrection and that life-giving grace. We too are exalted. Christ humbled himself to the lowest point in order that we may be raised up. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.